Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, August 14, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Omarosa promises more tapes while CNN reports there are no remaining black White House senior advisors. North Carolina uses social media to protect the environment and national parks billions behind in maintenance. Topping our news, The Hill reports that former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman says that she's certainly willing to share recordings from her time in the Trump administration with the special counsel Robert Mueller. She adds his office has already reached out to her. On MSNBC's Hardball, asked by Chris Matthews if she has any more tapes from her time working for Trump, she said, "I have plenty." Meantime, CNN reports none of President Donald Trump's senior White House officials are black. According to CNN, only a handful of his senior staff are of Latino, Asian, or Arab descent. That's according to a review of 48 White House officials. And at the halfway point, states around Chesapeake Bay are fighting among themselves over lackluster progress on pollution reduction goals for the bay.
At last week's Chesapeake Executive Council meeting, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who was reelected as chairman of the council, criticized Pennsylvania and other upstream states for not doing more to stop the flow of pollution into the bay. A Pennsylvania official agreed with the criticism, but Rachel Felver with the Chesapeake Bay Program, which provides resources to all states, says the Keystone State is making efforts to keep up with its agreed targets.
They do have some work to do compared to other states as far as putting plans in place, but I can also tell you that they are very invested in doing what they need to do. They've shown that as they're kind of preparing these watershed implementation plans.
The states in the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Agreement includes Maryland, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. They implemented pollution reduction practices to meet clean water standards of the Chesapeake Bay total maximum daily load by 2025. 60% of the pollution reduction target was supposed to be met by 2017. They failed to meet nitrogen reduction goals, but were able to reduce phosphorus and sediments in time. I'm Tramell Gomes.
According to the EPA's midpoint assessment, Maryland's streams and lakes that were previously impaired by phosphorus and sediment now are showing increased aquatic life. Since 2014, Pennsylvania's removed 17 water bodies in the Susquehanna River watershed from the impaired waters listing for nutrients and or sediment. A public outcry has resulted in a potential shift in North Carolina state regulation of a chemical that many scientists say is a danger to public health. More on the story from Stephanie Carson.
Methyl bromide is used in logging operations in North Carolina to fumigate wood before it's exported. Few citizens in the small community of Delco were aware of the use of the chemical or its dangers until they read it on social media after public notices were printed in newspapers an hour outside of town. Dr. Robert Parr with Medical Activists for Healthy Air says once they found out, two public hearings were packed with concerned citizens.
As a result of that, they are moving methyl bromide from an agricultural, poorly regulated chemical to an industrial chemicals.
If it does, the companies will be mandated to limit their release into the atmosphere by 90%, in addition to facing stricter monitoring and regulations. The logging industry says the chemical is needed to stay competitive as an exporter in a global market.
If the regulations are approved, North Carolina will become the first state to limit the emissions of methyl bromide. As Florida kids get their back-to-school health checkups, a new statewide coalition is calling on parents and policymakers to support what it calls science-based immunization policies. Kathy Mayfield lost her 18-year-old daughter to bacterial meningitis. She said she was so devastated over the loss, she joined the group Moms on Meningitis to save others from similar pain.
Not only the traumatic experience that we have been through because of her death, but just about the fact there's so many things out there that people aren't aware of and ought to be that in many cases can have a very devastating disease have been preventable.
Meningitis is still rare. Only 600 to 1,000 people contract it in the U.S. each year. And finally, as we head into the weekend, Catherine Davis Young reports national parks such as Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Zion, beloved by American visitors, but they also face an $11.6 billion backlog in maintenance.
The spending backlog includes more than $500 million in maintenance needs in Arizona park sites alone. Yaron Miller with the Pew Charitable Trust's Restore America's Parks project says the problems threaten visitor access and safety.
These repairs include deteriorating historic buildings, unsafe roads, eroding trails, outdated campgrounds and broken bathrooms, crumbling monuments, and degraded water, sewer, and electrical systems.
A bipartisan group of senators this summer introduced the Restore Our Parks Act. It proposes to spend $6.5 billion over 5 years to make some of the most critical repairs in the parks. Lawmakers say national parks are important not only to the nation's identity, but to its economy.
The Senate bill to provide funding for national park repairs is currently under committee review, and a similar bill is moving forward in the House of Representatives. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member-listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.